There are still a lot of unanswered questions when it comes to the huge LCD screen plant that Foxconn wants to build in Mount Pleasant. Area residents attended an open house looking for answers yesterday. As WUWM's LaToya Dennis reports, many left frustrated.
Last week, Foxconn announced that it plans to build its sprawling $10 billion facility in the Racine County community, Mount Pleasant. Around 26,000 people live in the village, and since the big announcement, many have been wondering about what the Taiwanese company's developments will mean for them. Tom Rinke lives just north of the project. He says his biggest concern is whether he'll be forced to give up his property. That's because his home is in the area that Foxconn hopes to build in the future.
It would mean relocating after I built my house myself, lived there 32 years. The land was handed down from my wife's grandfather.
Rinke says ideally, he and his family would be left alone. He adds that he doesn't believe the project will ultimately benefit Racine County as much as proponents predict.
I don't think they're going to hire Racine employees because the Racine employees aren't trained for that kind of stuff. And unless they're going to put a training program out for them, I don't think it's going to benefit Racine County or the community. It'll help the businesses, the restaurants, taverns, all that, but as far as hiring people from Racine, I doubt if that'll happen.
Foxconn says it will employ about 3,000 people at the LCD plant at first and possibly create up to 13,000 jobs eventually. Harold Cousins is optimistic about how the project could affect the region. He lives about 200 meters north of the second expansion zone. He says he's owned his home for 30 years, but he understands he'll likely have to move.
That's going to be good for the community, good for the state, good for the new students working some technical jobs. It'll be good for the greater good.
Still, Cousins admits it's human nature for people not to want to give up their property. While some people at the open house had questions about whether they would be forced to sell, others are looking for buyers. Rose Woodruff lives about a quarter mile from the staging area for the factory. She wants to leave.
So what's your concern?
The traffic, pollution. The country feel is going to be gone, and it's just going to be totally polluted.
The record $3 billion incentive package that Governor Walker's team brokered to lure Foxconn to the state includes a loosening of environmental regulations for the project. Woodruff, who says she's active with the Sierra Club, is worried about how the developments will impact wetlands.
I'm thinking about how I'm going to be able to move. I don't want to live in a congested, environmentally unhealthy area.
Another Mount Pleasant resident says he's more concerned about the makeup of the workforce as the area gears up for the Foxconn plant. Alonzo Gardner says he stopped at the informational session to advocate for diversity goals on the road projects and the plant's construction.
We want this because on projects before that come in this area, minorities do not be included.
Gardner says that if his tax dollars are going toward the project, he wants to ensure that minorities get a fair share. Racine County officials have scheduled two more open houses to share information about the Foxconn project. One is scheduled for this evening in Racine and another on October 24th in Burlington. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.